Willie Jackson joins us, the Minister of Māori Development. He's down in Parliament today. And Willie, might we start with Māori and vaccination rates? Because everywhere I turn, people are saying, get it done, get it done. But still our numbers are somewhat behind, dragging the chain a little, our peeps. What's your thinking on vaccination and our people? Bearing in mind, there's a lot of conspiracy theorists throwing stuff around at the moment. Morning, Willie, tenakwe.
Yeah, morena, bro, morena. You know, it's a big kaupapa, this. I think that I know that the work that's been done out on the ground, particularly with our man, Pēni Henare, who's doing the business for us in this area. It's, you know, and I know we've copped some criticism, and I don't mind that criticism in terms of vaccinations and getting our people out there. It's not the easiest area for us as Māori, you know that, and I know that, because, you know, it's not like our people are running towards, you know, that. It's not like our people are just you know, lining up with no problem in terms of vaccinations, Dale. I have to say, I was down in Ngāru Awahi a couple of weeks ago with the Kingitanga. And I went next door and to check on how things were going, because the whole marae's checked out to in terms of vaccinations. You know, it was in the middle of the day, not one person there. Not, you know, it's it was incredible, really. I was a bit stunned, I know that we have to up our game, and we'll take criticism, but the other side of it is that there is a fair amount of reluctance amongst our people, Dale. In fact, it's too much, and so I think I have a duty as minister, and Māori leadership have a duty in terms of encouraging our people to get vaccinated. You know, I understand too some of the trepidation. I do. And I respect people who have a view in terms of this. You know, some of my people who are close to me have got a reluctance in terms of what's happening with their bodies and all that. So I accept that and respect that. But there's also a real there's a group there who are so anti-vaccination that you know, they are having some effect in terms of the numbers. And and I just think that Māori leadership has a duty to keep keep telling our people, yeah, I've got to get this done, because this is not a something that's going to go. COVID's not going to go away overnight. So we have to step up and do the business in terms of the vaccination side, and it goes both ways. You know, we have to do the providing, and that's getting better every day, but that reluctance is also I'm not sure what the percentage in terms of resisting vaccination is, but you know, it's too many anyway, as far as I'm concerned. And when I was at Ngāru Awahi and saw what was happening, we've got fantastic teams down there. Our groups are doing the business everywhere. You know, the Waiparaita, our Waiparaita crew, our crew out of Manurewa, Māori, you know, our people are stepping up in this area, but we've got a, you know, it's a two-pronged strategy, I suppose, and Māori leadership, you know, and people who are close to me, we've got this real obligation in terms of getting our people vaccinated and pushing them along, though.
Kia ora, that's one thing. Tonight you're doing a kōrero to the House, estimates. It's a chance to, I guess, say what you've been doing over the last little while. What are you going to speak of?
Well, it's something that ministers have to do. You know, most of the ministers have to front the House, so we're always up there for between a half an hour, and you talk for about 5 or 6 minutes, then you take questions from the House. And what I'll be talking about is, what I achieved in the budget, which was Māori development got the biggest rise that it has had in the last decade, We got extra we, new money in terms of Māori development was an extra $263 million. So I'll be talking about that and what that means, what that does for our people, the priorities for me, which are obviously Māori housing, Māori economic development, Māori broadcasting, Māori tourism. These are all the areas that are priorities for me, Māori employment. And I'll just elaborate on those areas in the House tonight, and we'll take questions accordingly, you know. So you always get questions from the opposition to try and have a crack at you. And so I'm looking forward to that. It's the sort of second part of the estimates process, and always interesting and exciting sort of, it can be exciting or sometimes not so exciting, but an important time for ministers to talk about, you know, what they've achieved and what they want rolled out over the next few months. So that, I think I'm doing that about 5:30 today in the House.
Yeah, I look forward to it on TV as well. Look, we'll be talking with Tania Sawiki Mead from Just Speak. This is to do with the police. Most 75% of the 6,000 surveyed of the 11,000 members of the police association, and nearly 80% of frontline officers want police to be routinely armed. It's a development, and I suppose we've seen a lot more gun violence in our country in recent times. But as Tata Whenua, some reasons to be a bit cautious about this, as we always have been. Do you have any initial thoughts here, Willie?
Well, I've always had thoughts on this because, you know, although I'm not the police minister, I work closely with her, with Puto Williams, and I have worked closely with the police for many years. I was on the Māori Police Leadership Board, and I was outside of Parliament, and it's not an area that I supported, even though I completely understand some of the police people in terms of what they want to do. I have met and worked through the years with a number of the Māori and Pacifica police leaders. In fact, I had a meeting with one about 3 weeks ago, and they are pretty clear that, I'm talking about the Māori Pacifica side, that they shouldn't be armed and walking around with guns on their hips. Now, look, even though I know there's a wider call for this, and as I said, I completely understand, but they also have full access to guns when it's deemed appropriate. So the part of this is that's really off-putting for our community. Our communities is that it's that, we see too much... we've seen too much violence in our communities, and police being armed always just view of it and seeing it and being made aware of it. It's always been one step too far for Māori and Pacifica communities, Dale, and people have to understand it. There's a real nervousness there. So I have never been an advocate for police being armed or being, but I certainly think they must have quick access to arms. And the other side of it is, I do understand that there is more and more violence happening, and so you know, I'm not condemning that view that they carry arms, but at this stage anyway, I'm not a supporter of them being armed.
Thanks for sharing some thoughts today. All the best in the House tonight. We'll catch up with you soon.